Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love that took hold of us, Lord. And I just thank you, Father God, that from that day on, Lord, that we became new creations, Lord. Old things have passed away, and we need to then behold all is new. And thank you for an amazing journey, Lord. And thank you as we stick with you and walk with you, Lord. We've seen so much, Lord. And I just thank you, Father God, that it's about having life and having life abundantly as we stay with you and develop on schedule. So bless us this morning, Lord. Again, your will be done, your kingdom come, your hallowed name be our portion. You know exactly what we need. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Luke 4, verse 40 and 41. While the sun was setting, marking the end of the Sabbath day, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to Jesus, and laying his hand on each one of them, he was healing them, exhibiting his authority as Messiah. Demons also were coming out of many people, shouting, "You are the Son of God!" But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed.
Hallelujah. The second verse here, verse 42, it confirms what we said yesterday. You know, there's demonic activity and there's godly activity. And the demonic activity, Jesus spoke up, so be silent, get out of them, you know. So he addressed that spirit of judgment, that it needs to stop, it needs to go. There's no place for it. Again, confirming to us, be babes to evil, wise to what is good, and the God of peace will soon crush Satan underneath your feet. And so what is good, guys, is this wonderful, beautiful Father, Son, and Holy Spirit Godhead that we've returned to in the kingdom with their favor and with their leading, and we just need to stay with that. What impressed me this morning, a long time ago, I took hold of that where Jesus is quoting from Luke 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me and has anointed me. And then he gives his job description of why the Spirit of God is upon him. Now, that's exactly the same for us. And then he clarifies when people were trying to get him to move within their boundaries and perform for them, that he could not do. He can only do, as his own words, what my Father tells me to do. So he goes. When he needs to go, he speaks when he needs to speak, and then those are the people that are affected. So I very much understood that, you know, that we need to just stay in tune, stay in the leading, stay in the first love that came to us. We've got to stay in it, stay in your first love, stay in fellowship, stay in obedience. But what I was blessed with this morning is this first part of our reading, and then people came to him. And many of these people, we think of that guy that they let down through the roof. Other people brought them. And what I see here this morning is not one of them that came to him out of their own or through other people. Not one of them left the same. So there we see, you know, we need to just stay just like Jesus. We stay in tune with him by being in tune with the Spirit, and that's keeping us in tune with the Father's love plan, the name written for us in heaven. And then what needs to happen will happen to those that God brings alongside us or brings with us, brings to us for a season. I've seen that many years, but what I've so realized, and that a brother shared it this morning, trying to work with a stubborn donkey doesn't work. You need to just stay in tune and just get busy with what God is saying to you. And yes, I've been in a long season now where I thought, hey, I can help these people. I want to help these people. But yeah, there's just come a time now on that day where I just believe I just need to come back to the rest, just stay in tune with God and let him build. I've just so realized that there's nothing that God has done through me, beautiful things, prison ministry, disciple school, Al Petra ministry, that he hasn't done. I've just listened, and then I look again, boom, God's just brought it about, and lives are being affected, and people being involved, playing a part in it, in a mighty harvest field. So guys, so bottom line, stick to Jesus, amen? He knows the way, amen? Life is like a minefield, but Jesus knows the way. Stick to him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.